BC News on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is brought to you by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services, and by Feral Gas, with great service and a reliable propane supply from passionate professional employee owners.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Demonstrators barricaded themselves inside of a building at Columbia University in New York, one of several schools where ABC's Stephanie Ramos says pro-Palestinian demonstrations have escalated.
At the University of Texas at Austin, dozens arrested as protesters and police in riot gear clashed. At the University of Florida, 9 protesters arrested. The school saying the University of Florida is not a daycare and we do not treat protesters like children. They knew the rules. They broke the rules.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken's in the Middle East as talks continue for a potential ceasefire. Testimony resumes today in former President Trump's criminal hush money trial in New York, and 3 members of a U.S. Marshals task force were killed along with a Charlotte Mecklenburg police officer. They were attempting to serve a warrant when the suspect opened fire. The suspect was killed. This is ABC News. First responders are on alert in the Texas Capitol after a sudden one-day surge in drug overdoses. ABC's Jim Ryan has details.
The first calls came from the downtown area, but soon started spreading to other parts of Austin. By late afternoon, the flow of ambulances was constant.
We've not experienced overdoses of this volume in several years.
EMS Deputy Medical Director Heidi Abraham says that of 30 opioid overdoses Monday alone,
there have been 4 deaths so far that we suspect are related to these overdoses.
Officials believe an adulterated batch of opioids has hit the streets of Austin. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
And we know who won that huge $1.3 billion Powerball jackpot in Oregon. Charlie Siphon coming forward to claim the prize and saying with some relief,
"Now I can bless my family and find a good doctor for myself."
The immigrant from Laos saying he had his last round of chemotherapy last Monday. He and his wife sharing the prize with a friend. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Driftless Area Group is your local land surveying firm. Equipped with the latest and greatest technology, we guarantee to get the job done right and in a timely manner. As local professionals, we are trusted by the community and do our best to build relationships with every client we work with. If you're looking for a local land surveyor, give Driftless Area Group a call today at 608-647-9050 or check out our website at driftlessareallc.com.
When it comes to choosing a propane company, there's no settling for second best. Feral Gas is the propane provider that can give you the quality service you deserve. Whether you're using propane for your home, business, or farm, they're the dependable propane company that's been powering communities across the nation with 24/7 emergency service, flexible billing and delivery options, and a customer referral program that pays you back. It's no wonder why Feral Gas Richland leads the pack. Call 647-2164 today and experience the Feral Gas advantage.
Making the transition to a smaller space can be overwhelming, but with A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, it doesn't have to be. Our knowledgeable team will help you select the perfect pieces to create a cozy and functional living space that fits your needs and budget. From lift chairs to adjustable beds and small dining sets, we have a variety of comfortable and affordable options to choose from. Visit our showroom today at 172 South Church Street and let us help you make your new house feel like home.
Hi, this is Kelly from the Richland Chiropractic Clinic. Are you suffering from neck or back pain, headaches, or had an injury? Maybe it's time to take control of your health and quality of life. Our experienced staff, Dr. Michael Murphy and Dr. Tracy Peterson, specialize in natural, drug-free solutions to help relieve pain and restore mobility. We also offer federal medical exams for CDL drivers. Call us at the Richland Chiropractic Clinic, 647-6211, where pain ends and healing begins.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil and LP has been a locally owned reliable fuel delivery business. Whether it's residential, agricultural, or commercial, Meyer Oil and LP has you covered, offering diesel fuel, gas, bulk lubes, and propane, serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties. Please consider Meyer Oil and LP for your fuel needs. Call and talk with their friendly staff at 608-524-3914.
At A&W, it's always a good time for a float. Date night? You'll love a float. Celebrating? You'll love a float. Craving creamy vanilla soft serve and made fresh root beer in a frosty mug? You'll definitely love a float. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Right now, we are having a deal on two of our most popular steel chainsaws, the MS-170 or the MS-162. Both come with a 16-inch bar and chain for only $179.99 till Father's Day or while supplies last. Do you need new chains for your present saw? Buy one chain and get the second one at half price or equal or lesser value. So stop in at our Richland Center, Muscadet store, or Ace of La Crosse to see these and many other sales. And as always, we thank you and appreciate your business.
Cohasson Bus Richland Center is currently seeking applicants for full-time daily school bus routes. Starting wage is $20.50 per hour. Paid training is available along with a $1,500 sign-on bonus. It's an excellent opportunity for college students, retirees, and stay-at-home parents. If you enjoy working with children and have a positive attitude, this is an excellent career for you. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cohasson Terminal off Highway 14.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, a pretty nice spring day shaping up today with seasonal temperatures and at least partial sunshine, so get out there and enjoy. But the very active pattern overall will continue. The next front will sweep in from the west tonight. This will likely bring some heavy thunderstorms to Iowa, parts of southern Minnesota late this afternoon, but they should weaken a bit as they head our way, but still bring some rain tonight, maybe a few tenths of an inch, heavier off in northwest Wisconsin. That will move away, giving us some pretty quiet weather for tomorrow, although breezy. But a large storm will come in from the southwest heading into Thursday. That'll bring us rain most of the day on Thursday, even a few thunderstorms. And rain totals could easily be an inch or more across the region. That should shift away by Friday, but yet another front will sweep in Saturday with some more showers across the state. Hopefully things dry out a bit after that, heading into Sunday and early Monday. Here's that forecast for today. Partly sunny and mild with a high near 71. West wind 10 to 15, becoming south later. Tonight cloudy with showers likely by late evening, maybe a thunderstorm, low near 50. Partly cloudy, breezy, and mild once again for tomorrow, high near 71 degrees. West wind between 10 and 20. Tomorrow night showers developing later in the night, low at 48. On Thursday, breezy with occasional showers and thunderstorms. Heavy rain possible at times with a high of 64. Now for Friday, expect partly sunny and breezy conditions. Low 47, high about 69. Saturday, mostly cloudy, somewhat cooler with a good chance of showers. Low 43, high of 62. Sunday, partly cloudy and pleasant. Low 44 with a high of 68. And Monday, partly cloudy and mild. Low at 46, high 72. Chance of some showers later Monday night. Have yourself a great morning out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. 51 with sunshine. Yesterday's high was 63. We did receive 4/100ths of an inch of rain early in the morning. The record high for April 30th, 87. That goes back to 1952. The record low also in the 50s, 1956, it was 21. Last year's high was 43 and the low
38. Sunset will happen at 2 minutes after 8 this evening, and sun will rise tomorrow at 5 minutes to 6, that is. The air is calm, barometer at 29.93 currently, with sunshine and after a low of 43, it is 51 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports Time, sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel. Local people serving you with the good stuff. And by the WRCO Sports Boosters. We have lots of high school sport results from yesterday. Despite the inclement start to the day, most events did go on. And the Brewers suffered another tough loss. We'll recap that coming up in just a moment.
Hey, Bert, did you know it's your choice as a property owner to choose your title insurance company?
No, Holly, I didn't know that. How does that work?
As a property owner, you pay for any title insurance in a refinance or sale transaction on your property. So if refinancing or selling your home, please tell your lender or realtor to contact Southwest Title LLC at 608-647-8841 or stop in at 168 North Main Street for competitive rates on all your title needs. We look forward to serving you.
For WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. Riverdale and Westby locked up in a great non-conference baseball battle last night in Muscadet. The Norsemen won the battle in 9 innings, 3-2. Riverdale scored the opening run on an RBI hit from Emmett Drone. Westby tied the game in the second when Brody Steinhoff singled in a run. The Norsemen took a 2-1 lead when Beckett Briggan had an RBI hit in the sixth. The Chieftains answered with a run in the bottom of the sixth when Logan Cagle singled to drive in a run. The game stayed tied at 2 until the top of the ninth, when Gavin Larson tripled and scored. The Chieftains went 1-2-3 in the bottom of the ninth, and the game went the way of the Norsemen as they improved to 5-2. Andre Tainter of Riverdale and Brody Steinhoff of Westby locked up in a pitcher's duel, with both working into the eighth inning. Tainter struck out 4 and walked 3 while scattering 8 hits. Carson Kenyon finished the game on the mound for Riverdale. Steinhoff led Westby with 5 strikeouts, 1 walk, and he gave up 5 hits. He retired 10 in a row during one stretch of the game. Callan Rudai was the winning pitcher after retiring 5 in a row after coming in relief. Following the 3-2 win, Westby will play a doubleheader with West Salem today. Riverdale will head back to SWAL action today with a game at Southwestern. In other baseball news from last night, Trevor Westfall got the win on the mound for Weston in a 11-0 victory over Kickapoo. He had 10 strikeouts and no walks. Leaders at the plate, Garrett Jennings, 2-for-4 with 3 RBIs. Corbin Gross, 2-for-3 with a double and an RBI. Colton Newman was 2-for-3 with a double and an RBI. Trevor Westfall, 2-for-4 with an RBI. Trevor pitched very well for Weston on the night, and they're getting ready to get back to action with a game coming up on Thursday. In other baseball news, Ithaca was a winner over North Crawford, staying unbeaten 5-2. Bulldogs with the victory. Elsewhere, it was a win for Royal over New Lisbon, 10-0. River Ridge 5, Highland 4, Prairie du Chien 10-0 over Darlington. And Richland Center played at the Woodside Sports Complex, and Mauston was a winner over the Hornets in baseball, 6-3. In area softball, Ithaca was a winner against North Crawford, 7-5. River Valley defeated Sauk Prairie, 6-3. Fenimore, 14-8 over Southwestern. Also, Fenimore was a 10-4 winner against Southwestern in the second game. Iowa Grant, 11. Riverdale, 6. It was Cuba City, 7-0 over Darlington. And Boscobel edged Mineral Point in a battle of SWAL leaders, 1-0. Bulldogs. In other action from last night, Viroqua 11 and Westby 1. It was Cashton 6-0 over Wunniwak Center. Highland 8, River Ridge 2. Reedsburg 21-0 over Mauston. Dodgeville bested Lancaster by a score of 3-2. In track and field action, the Grit Invitational was hosted by Richland Center last night. The girls' standings, it was Viroqua with a 148 to North Crawford's 134. Richland Center finished third as a team with 123 out of the 7 teams. North Crawford was the top boys' team, scoring 137. Viroqua with 130. Richland Center with 121 was third out of the 7 teams that scored last night. Individually for Richland Center, Robert Budden was 6th in the 200, Dane Schwartz 7th in the 400, and 5th with a triple jump. Malachi Fretz had a good night, 1st in the 800 with a 206.24, and 1st in the 1600, 437.71 was his time. Harrison Carpenter, 5th in the 800, Ryan Stadler 2nd with a 1600 run, and took 1st in the 3200 with a time of 10.42.41. Kiernan Culver, 2nd in the 3200. Grayson Banker finished 4th in the 110 hurdles, 2nd in the 3, and 3rd in pole vault. Devin Woodhouse was 2nd in the pole vault, Duncan Harper 3rd in long jump, Teague Perkins took 3rd with a shot put throw. And some relay teams did well for the Hornet boys. Duncan Harper, Robert Budden, Kevin Hernandez, and Fletcher Harper finished 1st in the 4x2 with a 1:36.25 time, and 1st in the 4x4 with a time of 3:43.28. For the girls, Richland Center was led by Shanice Anderson, 6th in the 400. Also, Casey Ng in the set was 7th place in the 400. Grace Fretz, 2nd in the 800, and 2nd in high jump, 3rd in long jump. Clarice Possen, 3rd in the 800. Rachel Waterfall, 6th with a 1600 run. Olive Harper, 3rd in the 3200, 4th with a pole vault. Danica Pauls, 1st in the high jump, with a 4:10 in the final, and 1st in pole vault with a 9-foot vault. Ava Gottschall, 5th in the pole vault. Soleil Ewing, 1st in long jump at 15:10, and 1st in triple as well yesterday. Maddie Huber, 2nd in shot and 2nd in discus. McKenna Anderson, 5th with a shot put throw, and Aaliyah Huntemer, 6th with the shot put throw. The 4x4 Hornets were 2nd yesterday as they did well, finishing out with a time of 4:43.48. Danica Pauls, Shanice Anderson, Grace Fretz, and Clarice Possen ran that for the Hornets in yesterday's Grit Invitational. Fenimore hosted a meet yesterday. Riverdale was there. Tim Bailey, 1st in the 100 with a time of 11:15. Also in the 200 with a time of 22:60. So a big day for Tim. Dietrich Buchholz, 2nd in the 300 hurdles and 5th in high jump. Drayton Deglow was 7th with a shot put throw. For the Riverdale girls, Mallory Meese, 6th in the 1600. Gretchen Buchholz took 1st in the 100 hurdles. Kaylee Carter, 2nd in pole vault. Kayla McCorkle, 6th with the discus throw. The Riverdale 4x1 finished 5th. That was Haley Schneider, Kaylee Carter, Kiara Prohaska, and Gretchen Buchholz. And the 4x8 finished 2nd for the Chieftains, Olivia Meese, Jenna Wheatman, Riley Bierce, and Mallory Meese. For Ithaca Weston yesterday, Clayton Lee was 2nd in the 1600 with a PR of 4:43.34, which was a new school record. Ryan Lee established the record initially in 2021 at 4:43.82. A 3200 run, finishing in 1st place for Clayton Lee with a time of 10:33. And the 4x8 was 9th. Brayson Garcia-Boland, Connor Montez, Carrick Thompson, and Sam Jones. For the Ithaca Weston girls, 100 dash, Kaylee Miller was 9th. She was also 5th in the 200. Tristan Peterson, 5th in the 100 hurdles. And in the 300 hurdles, she finished 6th. The 4x1 was 4th. Aubrey Cook, Tristan Peterson, Maggie Kirshner, and Kaylee Miller. High jump, 3rd place finish for Kaylee Miller. Pole vault, a 9th place for Leah Puig. The long jump, 6th place for Tristan Peterson. And in the triple jump, Aubrey Cook finished 4th. The next meet for Ithaca Weston, the River Valley Alumni Invitational, coming up on Friday. At Fenimore last night, Fenimore won the women's event 154 to Boscobel's 89. Riverdale was 4th, Ithaca Weston 13th as a girls team. For the boys, Fenimore 1st at 122, River Ridge 2nd at 73. Also in the running last night, it was Iowa Grant 3rd, Prairie du Chien 4th. And Riverdale finished 9th as a team, Ithaca Weston 13th out of the 16 boys teams that were entered. The Richland Center's soccer girls lost in lacrosse to Logan last night, 5-0. According to the coaches, they were without many key players due to sickness or injury. Lily Tidrick played her first full game in the goal and had 28 saves. Defense was led by Bryn Anderson, Cambry Stifler, and Wren Wilson. They hustled to every loose ball and chased down many opposing players, disrupting play. Sephora Ewing, Hope Fox, Gabriella Tony Bruckner controlled the game in the midfield and attacking third of the field. The Hornets are improving each game, as the coaches are proud of how far they've come since the beginning of the season. Yesterday, the Southwest Conference Golf Meet was held at House in the Rock Resort in Spring Green. The top team was Platteville, firing a 180. Richland Center was second at 184. River Valley third with a 187. Leading the way with a top score was Roman Johnson, the senior from Richland Center, with a 36. Connor Hying had a 48. 50s for Andrew Knabel and Trayton Shep, and Grayson Clements with a 56. For River Valley, Cameron Schmidtkonek led the way with a 45. 47s for both Gavin Davison and Will Kaltenberg, a 48 for Lucas Klein, and a 50 for Connor Grant. Well, there's sports action going on today for the Richland Center baseball team. They'll be home with Platteville. Richland Center track team scheduled to go to Lancaster today. We'll be on hand for softball as the Hornets play host to Platteville this afternoon. Hornet head coach Jacob Sirian talked to us earlier about how the season has progressed.
I think their intensity right off the bat. They came into this year with a new focus. We had a lot of returning players. And just their leadership from the get-go has been excellent.
Hear the action beginning with the Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show around 4:50 this afternoon. Riverdale softball team is taking on Southwestern, and the Riverdale baseball team also playing at Southwestern today. For River Valley, they have action today at home for the baseball team against Lancaster, and the softball team also against the Flying Arrows. The River Valley track team is also at Lancaster this afternoon. Ithaca baseball and softball hosting a non-conference event today, taking on New Lisbon. On the state scene, the Brewers managed only three hits while dropping a 1-0 pitcher's duel to start a series with the Tampa Bay Rays. A strong start by Bryce Wilson was wasted when a first-inning run was enough offense for the visitors. Overall, he feels he is improving.
You know, I feel like my early career as a starter, that's the one thing I was able to do is maintain my velocity. Obviously, the results weren't always great, you know, early in my career. But, you know, now being able to do that and also rely on my stuff is awesome. And, you know, I have no doubt that I can go out and throw 100 pitches every 5 days.
The Brewers found themselves on the wrong end of a momentum-swinging decision by an umpiring crew for a second straight day. Milwaukee believed it had tied the game in the ninth of a 1-0 loss when a third strike to Jake Bowers got past the Rays' catcher, enabling Sal Frelick to score from third. Bowers was ruled out, and Frelick was ordered to go back to third when the home plate umpire Ryan Addington ruled that the hitter's backswing hit the helmet of the catcher. Here's manager Pat Murphy.
Of course, you're frustrated. You know, really, you're frustrated. There's a lot to be frustrated about, but you can't let yourself do it for too long. It happened. We put ourselves in that position. But when that does happen, there's a lot of one-run games. When that does happen, you want them to get it right. And I believe 100% they got it wrong, according to what I just read in the room.
Murphy went on to have a little bit more about his frustration.
Umpire said they have to call it. It's backswing interference. You know, I'm not a rules expert, but the rule says that if on a swing on a third strike, the backswing interferes with the catcher catching the ball, then you can call backswing interference. That backswing happened after the ball was already past him. So in my opinion, that's a bad call. They made a mistake and they changed the game.
We'll see if Pat Murphy gets fined for that, critical of the umpires or not. The Brewers get back to action tonight, and that's against Tampa Bay's Rays. 6:40 for the start time tonight on WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450. Elsewhere in the National League, Washington 7-2 over Miami, Cubs 3-1 over the Mets, Cincinnati 5-2 over San Diego, Dodgers 8, Arizona 4. In the American League, Baltimore 2, the Yankees nothing, Toronto Toronto 6, Kansas City 5, Minnesota 3-2 over the White Sox. Interleague play, St. Louis and Detroit postponed. Oakland 5, Pittsburgh 1, Seattle 2-1 over Atlanta, the Angels 6-5 winners against Philadelphia. From the NBA playoffs, Boston 102, Miami 88, Oklahoma City 97, New Orleans 89, Denver 108, the Lakers 106. And the season could end for the Bucks tonight with the team's big guns unavailable. Several reports indicate the front office doesn't expect either Giannis Antetokounmpo or Damian Lillard to take the court as the team faces elimination. The Indiana Pacers lead the best of seven series 3-1. Milwaukee has stayed competitive while losing those three games. There is a possibility Giannis could play if the series is extended a game or possibly two. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports.
At Napa, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why Napa is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more. We've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
Simpson's Tractor has served this area since 1920. Farmers, contractors, and municipalities benefit from the quality service of Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center with New Holland, Gale, and Meyer Equipment. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service since 1881. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. City Utilities Richland Center is proud that this has been a public utilities community since 1880. City Utilities provides city residents, businesses, and industry quality reliable service at the lowest possible cost. The Richland Center High School athletic boosters are anxious to see that every student gets a chance to be his or her best. Your support of the Richland Center High School athletic boosters helps make it happen.
Make TC Auto Works your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repair, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you can trust TC Auto Works for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details and view the full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center. Call 383-1700.
If your driveway or parking lot is looking tired and in need of some maintenance, the best choice is Wiscoat of Lone Rock. Wiscoat, local people committed to the local area and committed to the best customer service possible. Using the best products and techniques, Wiscoat will clean, edge, patch, seal cracks, and apply seal coating. Call now for your free estimate and get your job scheduled for next spring. 608-354-7690, 608-354-7690. Visit Wiscoat.com or check Facebook for Wiscoat to Blown Rock.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Time is passing and there's not too many good ones still around. I tell them I am not afraid to be alone, and they're
WRCO Studios, proudly sponsored by the Richland Family Restaurant. Fill up with something delicious.
If ever I get lost in your eyes tonight, please just let me stay right there. Longer. Underneath the stars, we are on fire. And I don't wanna go, if you don't wanna go. We can just stay here in this minute, lose all track of time. Let the world be known.
Baby,
Brett Young on WRCO Radio. Coming up in Community Calendar, the Richland County Sheep Producers Annual Lamb Brat Sale will be held Saturday from 11 until 1. That will be hosted at the Richland Locker in Richland Center. So that is in Community Calendar for the coming days and this weekend. Hill Country Classic Power will meet Wednesday night at 8 at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. Looking at some notes on today on the Newswire, a man who kicked a bison in the leg was then hurt by one of the animals in Yellowstone National Park, according to park officials. Park rangers arrested and jailed him after he was treated for minor injuries. Park rangers got a call about the man allegedly harassing a bison herd and kicking one of them on April 21st. According to a Monday release, rangers stopped the man in a car driven by another person in nearby West Yellowstone, Montana. Park officials didn't describe the 40-year-old man's injuries from the bison. He was charged with being under the influence of alcohol, disorderly conduct, and approaching and disturbing wildlife. His 37-year-old companion was charged with driving under the influence as well and failing to yield to a police car and disturbing wildlife. Yeah. So he kicked the bison and then got injured as well. Sometimes, I'm sorry to say, justice was served there a little bit before he was arrested. That's making news today. Community conversation coming up next hour. We'll focus on Weston schools with special guests today. We get set to wrap up the last month of the school year.
Eddie hugs his little man, says, "Son, I've got to go." And he pulls out of the drive and disappears. As they walk back in the house, the young boy asks his mama, "Where does Daddy go when he leaves here?" Mama tells her little man, "Your daddy's got a job, and when he goes to work, they pay him for his time." Well, the young boy gets to thinking, and he heads up to his bedroom, comes running back with a quarter and four dimes, and says, "Mama, how much time will this buy me? Is it enough to take me fishing or throw a football in the street? If I'm a little short, then how much more does Daddy need to spend some time with me?" The young boy tells his mama, "Now I know Daddy's busy, 'cause most times when he gets home it's dark outside. I tell him I've got me some pennies saved up from the tooth fairy, and I keep them in my piggy bank, and I believe there's 35. And Mama, how much time will that buy me? Is it enough to take me camping in a tent down by the creek? If I'm a little short, then how much more does Daddy need to spend some time with me?" Is it enough for just an afternoon, a day, or a whole week? If I'm a little short, then how much more does Daddy need to spend some time with me?" Mama takes her little man, sets him on her lap, starts dialing up some numbers on the phone. She says, "Daddy, come home early. You don't have to chase that dollar, 'cause your little man has got one here at home."
Jamie Johnson, Chasing the Dollar on WRCO Radio. Oh, we have some guests coming into the studios, and they're bringing presents, too. I mean, boy, just their presence alone should be a present. But look at what? A vintage ski shirt. Look at that. I'm going to be styling, right? Is that for me? I take it. Oh, Hank.
Hank's got it. Okay. Oh, that's pretty impressive. So we'll talk a little bit more about that coming up here on our morning show get together. Right around the bend, it's our trivia question of the day.
Okay, guys, we got to put our trays up for takeoff.
Where's Dad?
Oh, he's in the back. We could only get three seats together.
Daddy has my pillow.
We'll get it later. Can you not put your feet up, please?
Why aren't we going?
We must be in line for takeoff.
Like security?
Well, that was a different line.
I have to go.
We just sat down.
But I have to go.
The seatbelt sign's on.
Why aren't we moving?
Hey, no kicking.
We're just 15th in line for takeoff.
Son of a...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
In a world with so many things being the same, it's kind of fun to find something different. At WCCU Credit Union, we are striving to be that different kind of financial, a place that offers you the best of both worlds. Whether you want to do business in person or online, we have local people you know and trust, along with secure and robust online banking. Also, we have some awesome rates on savings, loans, and checking, too. For more information or to compare our rates, stop on in to any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccucreditunion.coop. All deposits are federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life, WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Life and relationships are complex. Are past events, today's worries, or feelings of anxiety or depression keeping you from living your best life? Gunderson Baskerville's behavioral health specialists provide personalized outpatient counseling for children and adults in a safe, judgment-free environment. Prioritize your physical and mental well-being. To schedule a behavioral health appointment in Baskerville, Fenimore, or Muscadet, call Gunderson Baskerville today.
Step into a world of charm and discovery at the Avoca Mercantile. Embrace the joys of spring. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Explore the extensive array of unique and budget-friendly finds, from exquisite crafts to delightful home decor and gifts for all occasions. With new arrivals daily, there's always a fresh surprise in store at the Avoca Mercantile. Support local artisans and treat yourself to a delightful shopping experience. They can't wait to welcome you.
Cohasson Bus Richland Center is currently seeking applicants for full-time daily school bus routes. Starting wage is $20.50 per hour. Paid training is available along with a $1,500 sign-on bonus. It's an excellent opportunity for college students, retirees, and stay-at-home parents. If you enjoy working with children and have a positive attitude, this is an excellent career for you. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cohasson Terminal off Highway 14.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
8:43 today on WRCO Radio, paying tribute to Willie Nelson, his 91st birthday. Trivia today that can net you a great prize from E.T. Foods. In which film did Willie Nelson make his big screen acting debut? Was it A, Electric Horseman, B, Honeysuckle Rose? Could it be C, Urban Cowboy, or D, Nashville? Which film did Willie make his big screen acting debut? 608-647-4155.
It's all blurred, then again, it's not.
touched me. I've been floating on the next level high. Is it your love then that's got me buzzing? Or was the burden messing with my mind? My heart's feeling tipsy. My heart's feeling tipsy. Was it you or the whiskey? Oh, oh, oh. Was it you?
Sydney Hansen. Hey, we do not have a winner in trivia just yet. No, lots of guesses for the same one. None the right answer. In which film did Willie Nelson make his big screen acting debut? Well, it's not the one that everybody thinks it is, in which On the Road Again came from. Choose a different one. 608-647-4155. If you know, give us a call today.
To kill your middle finger rearview mirror, supposed to make a country boy sad. I should be in my recliner, whiskey typing up one-liners, crying, trying to get you back. Yeah, I know how that country song goes. I'm supposed to be hard, bro. Up out the deer stand, feeling this high wasn't part of my plan. Wasn't even gonna try, but I got a beer in my hand. The band's playing David Lee Murphy. Party crowd is party 30. Lordy mercy, I'm feeling good. And I'm betting you're betting that I'm a wrecking you reckon. I call you up in a second and I would. But I got a beer in my hand and I got it raised up high. I ain't got it given my damn right. I can do this all night. Country done came to town. This town don't stand a chance. I holler at the ladies dancing like crazy. New Luke Casey's fresh up out the deer stand. Feeling this high wasn't part of my plan. Wasn't even gonna try, but I got a beer in my hand. I meant to miss you. Oops, my bad. I meant to be blue, but I got a beer in my hand and I got it raised up high. I ain't got it given my about the deer stand. Feeling this high, I wasn't part of my plan. Wasn't even gonna try, but I got a beer in my hand. But I got a beer in my hand. But I got a beer in my hand.
Luke Bryan on WRCO Radio. Congratulations to Kevin Mulholland. He knew the right answer. The film in which Willie Nelson made his big screen acting debut, Electric Horseman. We had about 15 guesses for Honeysuckle Rose, which is his best known picture, I'm sure, and that was his starring role for him. But his big screen acting debut came a year or so before that in a movie called Electric Horseman, in which he starred along with Robert Redford. Nelson played the weathered cowboy named Wendell, who helps washed-up rodeo star Sonny Steele, played by Robert Redford, with doses of country wisdom. Nelson also sang five songs for the soundtrack. Kevin is the winner today, courtesy of our trivia sponsor on a Tuesday, E.T. Foods. They're not fancy, but they're friendly.
Hi, this is Lisa from E.T. Foods. Spring Smoker's Special, Smithfield Bone-In Pork Loins, 99 cents a pound. Baby back ribs, singles and three packs, $2.75 a pound. meaty back ribs, $2.75 a pound, spare ribs, $2.25 a pound, needle tenderized sirloin steaks, $6 a pound, turkey drumsticks, $2.95 a pound, lemon pepper young whole chickens, $1.25 a pound, and chicken halves, $1.50 a pound. Don't forget the Cedar Crest ice cream. Shop ET Foods, where your food dollar goes a little farther. Located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish South Road, open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6, Sundays, 8 to 4, closed Mondays and holidays.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Want to improve your sleep quality? Maybe a mattress with a built-in cooling cover is just what you need from American Bedding that is made right here in Wisconsin. Stop down to our newly remodeled showroom and see why we have quickly become Spring Green's largest mattress dealer. With over a dozen mattresses on display, our expert staff will assist you in finding the perfect mattress to give you a quality night's sleep. Located on Highway 14 next to the Ring Brothers.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Calling all flavor enthusiasts, head to Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel for a taste adventure. Indulge in hand-dipped and soft-serve ice cream that's sure to satisfy your sweet cravings. But that's not all. They're not just about ice cream. Dive into a full menu of delicious options from burgers and much more. Utter Brothers Creamery, where good times and great flavors come together. At 1100 Elm Street in Boscobel, don't miss out on the deliciousness.
Happy Trails time right around the bend. This song Willie Nelson sang in the movie Electric Horseman.
I grew up dreaming of being a cowboy and loving the cowboy ways. Pursuing the life of my high-riding heroes, I burned up my childhood days. I learned all the rules of a modern day drifter. Don't you hold on to nothing too long. Just take what you need from the ladies that leave them with the words of a sad country song. Heroes have always been cowboys, and they still are, it seems, sadly in search of, and one step in back of themselves and their slow-moving dreams. Cowboys are special, with their own brand of misery for being alone too long. To die from the cold in the arms of a nightmare, knowing well that your best days are gone. Picking up hookers instead of my pen, I let the words of my youth fade away. Old worn out saddles and old worn out memories, but no one and no place to stay. My heroes have always been cowboys, and they still are, it seems, sadly in search of, and one step and back of themselves and their slow-moving dreams. Sadly in search of, and one step and back of themselves and their slow-moving dreams.
cowboy, hard as a rock. Mama, she was quiet as a prayer. And Daddy'd always tell me, son, you gotta be tough. Mama'd kiss my cheek and say, play fair. Well, I did my best to make them proud of me, but it's never been an easy place to be. Somewhere between Jesus and John Wayne, cowboy and a saint, across in the open range. Well, I try to be more like you, Lord, most days I know I ain't. I'm somewhere between Jesus and John Wayne. Mama's love was tender, Daddy's love was strong, but both of them were there to help the weak. They taught me to stand up and fight for what is right. They showed me how to turn the other cheek. Now I see there's both of them in me, and maybe that's the best I'll ever hope to be. Somewhere between Jesus and John Wayne, a cowboy and a saint, crossing the open range. I try to be more like you, Lord, most days I know I ain't. I'm somewhere between Jesus and John Wayne. I'm somewhere between Jesus and John Wayne, a cowboy and a saint, the cross and the open range. Well, I try to be more like you, Lord, most days I know I ain't. Cause I'm somewhere between Jesus and John Wayne. Well, I'm stuck somewhere between Jesus and John Wayne.